Lady Beavers falling in three sets to finish their season at 18-17. Tawanda Circle, who's one of the top teams in 4A, would win the sub-state there in two over Pratt. So we got Mackenzie Metzger, back row specialist for Scott City. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, what an effort for you guys, though, on Saturday. The energy you guys played with, did you feel like that overall it was probably the best effort for the team all season?
Yeah, it was a really intense game. At first, we started off like kind of nervous, but after we got over ourselves, we played really well.
And you guys were down a lot in that first set. I think in the first set, you led 24-23. That was your first lead and ended up winning that 25-23. And kind of go through that down by nine, running out of points in the first set and finding a way to win. Go through that.
Yeah, it was cool because it wasn't even on like in our favor because they got the scoreboard wrong by a point. So, and we just came back with energy and we won it. So it was cool.
All right. Well, you've played pretty much back row all season long. And what are some things that you did to improve or that you thought you improved on throughout the year?
I've definitely improved on reading the hitters if they're going line or cross, mm-hmm. and not being so hesitant when I take the ball and committing to the ball more.
All right. And, you know, and what's something that maybe you want to try to work on for next year possibly there? And it's hard to believe it's your junior year's done.
I know. I can't believe I'm going to be a senior next year, but I would improve on just my passing. Mm-hmm. It can always be perfected and stuff, and judging the hitters even better.
What was your favorite, maybe your takeaway of the season?
Probably when we beat Goodland at our Pink Out mm-hmm. tournament. That was a really exciting game.
Yeah, and they ended up going to state.
Yeah.
So I think you beat at least two state-bound teams this year. I think them and Wheatland Grinnell. So that's quite an accomplishment.
Yep, it is.
All right. Well, stay out of trouble.
Okay.
You were documented on camera the other night, you and Kendall, you know, in your orange jumpsuits and everything. But, no, thanks again, Mackenzie, as always, and see you around.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Mackenzie Metzger joining us here. We get Megan Trout next, and I promised her I'd pull out all the good questions for her. So, but no, this junior season, how did it go too fast for you?
It went really fast. I can't believe that next year I'm going to be a senior.
Yeah. What was kind of the fun part about this season?
I really liked how we grew together. Mm-hmm. I feel like by that last game, we really showed improvement, how we played together, and the amount of effort we were giving.
You guys were definitely attacking well on Saturday there against Pratt. And you guys rallied from 9 points down. That was adversity check number one there. You guys were down 20-11 and come back to win. And what just seemed to kind of start rolling there for you guys?
Well, we definitely didn't give up. Mm-hmm. We got, I think, maybe a kill or a good serve in there. And then things just really started going our way, which was exciting. That was a fun game.
It was. And second set, adversity number two there. Dayanara goes down with their injury, and you guys scramble around. And you guys are playing with some different players in some different spots that maybe hadn't seen all year. And how tough was it to kind of overcome some of that? And, you know, the players that came in and did a great job.
Yeah, anytime positions are moved around in mm-hmm. the middle of the game, that's tough. But I felt like we really figured it out mm-hmm. quick and got things back together.
But you had a pretty good day up on the net there, and you had quite a few kills there. And what was fun about that on Saturday?
Oh, it feels mm-hmm. good whenever you're getting into a groove and you're finding open spots and getting those kills.
And, I mean, you're part of the Beaver Blocks as well. What a fun tradition that has been starting up for you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a bunch of fun.
Yeah. What's something you may be looking forward to the most here that you can take away from this year?
I'm really excited for next year. I feel like we have a lot to build mm-hmm. on. And, yes, I'm hoping to have a good senior season next year.
All right. And, yeah, like I said, it goes too fast. And you guys had a fun run this year. You guys are fun to watch. I know it's kind of up and down, but what was probably one of your favorite memories of the year?
I would say that my favorite memories would be like at the Pink Out mm-hmm. tournament. I felt like we had a really good day that day. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys did. Played some good competition there and played some teams tough as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, a great season for you, Megan. Appreciate you coming by on the show once again. And I guess see you around. Yeah, probably have basketball coming up here pretty quick.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Megan Trout joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on our coaches
I'm
show.
I'm joined here with Coach Lauren Robinson here as we recap Scott City season 18-17. They finish and a tough loss to a good Pratt team in three sets on Saturday afternoon. Well, Coach, I know it wasn't the outcome he wanted there, but overall, that was what a match there with Pratt going back and forth. And I know we got a little away from you there in that third set, but overall, what a fun match.
Yeah, you know, in that first set, we were down 20-11 and kind of felt like we were kind of out of things. And something just clicked with us, and we went out there, energy changed, momentum changed, and when we fought back in that first set, man, we took that momentum into the second set, even though we had a slow start getting started again. But, you know, we were well on our way to fighting back in that second set before we had a injury to our senior outside hitter Day, which ended up being a pretty big loss for us.
I don't know, whatever it was in those first two sets, you call timeout down 10-4 in both the first two sets. It's something that got them going there, but you guys are to within one when Day and Aaron went down with the injury there, and you guys are down quite a bit in that second set, and it was pretty much by committee there for a while. You kind of were scrambling there to put people in there, some faces that hadn't played all year. And how'd you feel? I think it was Piper and even Audrey Swartz in there. How'd you feel like they came in and played?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we put Piper in as an outside. She's never played an outside hitter. She's mainly focused on middle for us. But I thought she really did a good job. I think she had a kill or two there and got some touches on some blocks. And then we put Audrey Schwartz, a junior libero on the JV for most of the season, in the back row for us, for Piper. And she did a great job. Several digs, covered very well. I could not ask for those girls to do better and stepping in there at a high-stakes situation.
In that third set, you guys were kind of back and forth with Pratt, but just for whatever reason, just could not quite get the momentum there in that third set when you were down, I think it was 19-17.
Yeah, you know, we moved a couple things around in the third set, even moved Peyton Gentry to an outside and put Piper on the right side to slow down their outside hitters with a block a little bit. And, you know, if I could go back and do it again, I'm not sure I'd make that change. I might leave it Peyton on the right side and keep Piper on the outside. And just keep Dayanara or Audrey going in the back row for Piper. But, you know, we couldn't get back into it in that third set. I felt like we rebounded really well, as well as the girls could have from the loss of Dayanara. But, you know, I felt like we put up a fight and we never gave up, and that's all we could ask for.
Well, I think you had to really like what you saw. Avery Lewis had probably one of her best games of the year, best matches of the year. And, I mean, you had the kills as well for Megan and Dayanara as well. But, you know, the energy I thought was probably the biggest thing sustained throughout the match, and the best all year you've seen from them.
Yeah, lots of energy, and that's what's been frustrating this season, is not seeing that, you know, for long periods of time, because I knew that they had that potential and that capability all season. So it was good to finally see it all come together and kind of all click. And, you know, we had worked on some out-of-system things in practice that I saw executed on the court, and we had worked on some hitting shots that we knew were going to be open against Pratt that Avery was able to find in the middle back there, and practice swinging around a block in that last week of practice, and really all our hitters and blockers did a really nice job adjusting. So they executed, and it translated from practice onto the court. So
do you feel like what are some things maybe you feel like you guys need to do, what you saw from Pratt, maybe some 4A teams like even Circle, who's maybe could be one of the favorites there to be in the top there, but what do you see there that you guys need to do to take that step to be competitive if you guys happen to be 4A next year?
Yeah, you know, first thing is we take a couple six footers. That would always help, you know, if we could control that. Circle had some pretty good sized girls, but you know, they were smart. They hit well, they placed the ball well. They blocked really well. I think if we want to compete at that 4A level, we're really going to have to learn to pick up our pace of the game, pick up the tempo, and you know, keep that block on the other side of the net, second guessing where we're going to set the ball. And I felt like we started to get better at that. towards the end of the season, especially on that sub-state Saturday. But it needs to be something that's more consistent.
And, you know, can't go without talking about two seniors who have meant a lot to the program. You've had them as – I think you even had them in middle school as well. And then when you got elevated to the high school staff, you got to coach them a couple of years. And then as a head coach here, last couple here in Dayanara and also Erica. And, you know, what a great duo of seniors that you had there this year.
Yeah, you know, they put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and were good leaders for our team this year. Kind of tried to, you know, change the culture a little bit of our program, and they did a nice job of doing what was asked of them and being really good teammates to the girls and supportive. And we wish them nothing but the best and thank them for their 4 years of dedication to our program.
Well, thanks as always for everything, Coach. It was a good season, an 8-win improvement from last year to this year, and I know you got to be excited what you have coming up here, but losing two great seniors, as I mentioned. Thanks again for everything, Coach, and I guess we'll see you around.
Yep, thanks, Adam.